Let's discuss the phenomenon known as putting your business on Facebook.
Ah, facial book.
Not just your business, but your feelings, your emotions, anything and everything. This was sent to me, and it's really everything that I despise about Facebook, except for just went to Arby's, those comments. But I'll never understand why people do this. So, we'll have a dramatic reading of this. Why not?
Do you know this person that did this, or is this something random?
Someone sent it to me. I don't know who this is.
Okay.
I wish I did. Well, I love that who I once was is not who I've got to be. Those that want to judge me on my past can stay exactly there, Mike. In my past, I'm 100% confident in who I am and the ground that I cover on a daily basis. Other people's opinions will never change me, mold me, make me, or break me, Mike. Although I'll give all my money in my pocket.
This is not an accurate reading.
All the clothes on my back and all the time in the world to those who do need it. I will never give up who I am and what I believe for anyone. If you can't be you, Mike, who can you be? The end. I've made a lot of mistakes in the past.
You've screwed a lot of guys.
Okay, I'm not even looking for the deeper meaning behind all this, because I really could give a damn what she's going for here. I just don't know why people do this in the first place. She could be the biggest whore this city's ever seen. I don't care. I don't care about her apology. I don't care about the way she's changing her life. I don't give a damn. And the fact that not only she would insinuate something like that, put it in long form on Facebook. Do you see this a lot? Because I'm not on there very much.
I thought you were off of there altogether. I've been more of a Twitter guy as of the last few months.
No, I got back on there whenever we had the teacher scandal, the sex scandal, so I could look at her picture.
Right.
It's really about the only time I've been back on there. But, you know, we would see some guy, I would see a guy do it every now and then, just kind of unload their feelings. And I'm like, man, what are you looking for here? You looking for support?
Attention, validation.
Do you see it a lot with the 20-something crowd?
Yes.
You do?
It's people that...
I've made the full-on migration to Twitter myself.
Are you serious?
Just can't handle it. Can't handle it.
I mean, is it? You see it a ton?
I guess it depends on what your friend base is. But yeah, I think if you're my age and a little bit younger, that's primarily what girls do on Facebook, it seems to me.
And anytime a girl posts that I hate drama, it means she loves it more than anyone. Trust me.
And then the 10 girls that comment, me too, are all right there with her.
Right.
It's awful. I'm ashamed. Facebook, pretty much every time I look at it, makes me more ashamed of my generation than I was time before. It's awful.
Isn't it weird?
We're all hosting our own show, and they all suck.
Yeah, every one of them suck.
The world's a podcast, Corby.
And again, I may be to the point now where I'm out of the demographic Facebook is looking for. I'm sure I am. But I just can't imagine being within that demographic and unloading like that. Like, isn't that what, I don't know, your friends are for?
Yeah, that's what real life human conversations are for.
Yeah, like give somebody a call and...
Diminishing.
Or meet them up for lunch and be like, man, I've got some serious issues.
Well, I'd rather do it on Facebook there if I'm going to do it at all.
Okay, but I see what you're saying. You've got a point there. But at the same time, why choose this? Why choose a form in which half of the people that are on there are just tertiary friends of yours?
Mm-hmm.
They're not true friends. Probably the people that are, if you have 500 friends on Facebook, you could probably call 30 of them actual real friends that you have.
Maybe.
And I'm going overboard.
It's probably less than 10.
Okay, I'll buy that.
that actually give a damn about you and that would do anything for you, mm-hmm. would give all the money in their pocket and all the clothes off their back or whatever the hell this woman was saying.
You should look at, there's a couple websites. One of them is called Lame Book, and I think the other one's Fail Book or something, and it's just the best.
The best of the worst.
Yeah, and for that reason, Facebook's pretty nice because there's some pretty nice comedy there.
Man, it's again, it's a new generation finding ways to unload their problems. Instead of problems being personal or problems being within your own little circle, you're broadcasting it to people who don't give a damn and who more than likely, if they have a rational bone in their body, they look at this and be like, what a loser.
I blame the confessional rooms on reality TV shows in the late 90s.
Is Facebook turned more into that than anything else? Than
to some people.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying there's a right way and a wrong way to use it, but in my world, it's basically so family and close friends and some tertiary friends,
mm-hmm.
if they're interested, can see pictures of the kid, or they can see pictures of me and my friends, or they can know when a gig's coming up or something like that. But it is not a forum to spit out your feelings or to get in long-running debates with people over political issues and stuff like that.
Oh, God, it's, man.
It's the worst.
I cannot imagine.
Some people use it for that.
I know
though.
They do. Some people have
and
a lot of free
they,
time.
I know
there's
not. They have a right, and there's an easy way around all this. You know, every time I run into something like this, I read as much as I want, and if it starts getting too deep, like about, in this case, 4 or 5 words in,
the
then
first
I'm
time
out.
She called you Mike?
Yeah. Then I'm out. Stupid bitch.
Mike.
Stupid bitch.
I mean, hell, they can use it for whatever they want. It's easily worked around.
No doubt. There's no template here. It is wide open, free form, no matter what. But I just can't imagine being in a position
no,
like that.
I can't imagine doing that myself. But, you know, it's one of those things that it just doesn't move the needle much for me one way or the other. I use Facebook the way I use it, and that works for me. And if they want to use it that way, great.
It's also a big forum for the humble brag.
Yeah.
People will kind of boast about some stuff that they got going on, but try to be a little understated about it. But clearly we know they're just trying to draw attention to themselves.
Like how?
I don't know. Something about maybe getting a new car or something like that. But they'll just kind of take a long way around saying that they got a kick-ass new car.
Yeah.
But they just finished a run the Katy Braille.
Dude, the worst.
Oh, God.
Don't care. I don't care that you ran 4.1 miles in 48 minutes. First of all, lower your time. It's nothing to be proud of. No one cares about your workout.
Ooh, just went to the gym.
Really, no one cares about you.
And you know what? It's all girls. It's 99%.
Just got back from a mani-pedi.
No, no, it's not all girls.
It's mostly girls.
Man.
It's not all girls. Guys do it too.
Brunch with the girls on patios right, for most of the time.
Guys will do it too.
But what do guys do?
They stick your head
political.
In the toilet,
that's
bitch.
What they do.
Political? Okay.
Yes, they
all
work
right.
Political.
Just as bad or worse.
Yeah.
I agree. But yeah, it is all girls that say that stupid crap. Patio time.
Sunday fun day.
Oh, God.
Die! Die! Sunday fun day. Oh my God. I want to knock your teeth out.
You know what it is
Sunday
for,
fun day.
You know what it is for girls though? And I think for a lot of girls that they have boyfriends who don't listen.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly they get on this little machine.
Here's a place for them to be heard.
And they type it in, and then like Jake said, they get 10 comments mm. that say stuff like yippee, yay, way to go, sister. You know,
you're a strong woman.
You rock.
Drink one for me. And suddenly, look, they don't need that boyfriend or husband staring holes right through them because they know they're not listening. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have this.
This is their bear stew.
You're not far off.
That's right. It's their bear stew.
But it is. It's everyone needs to be heard. You know, yep. Like this right. girl, this girl.
And this makes it possible.
This girl thought that this little garbage rhetoric that she wrote or, you know, found in a, who knows where she found this, because surely she didn't make that up.
Yeah.
Too stupid for that.
I think the penultimate annoyance next to Sunday fun day is when
hanging with the girls at the beach.
And it's the picture of them laying back, looking out at the beach, and there's stupid little feet in it, all sticking up. Here's my feet. I'm at the beach. Look at me. Oh, God.
Just chilling at the beach.
You're at Padre. Shut up.
You're in Galveston. Well, I guess so. If you choose to use it that way, then Godspeed. But, man, you know what? Just... I don't know what you should use it for.
Use it for whatever.
Anyway,
I mean, you have to
I'm
read.
Glad we got that off our chests.
You don't have to read it. Nobody does.
I know
there are no guns here.
I know. You can use it for whatever you want, but it just seems like an awful, awful waste of time all the way around.
Oh, it is that for sure. It's not anything else. It is and always has been and always will be that.
You know, it needs to go back to its original purpose. Facebook does. A way to cut ass.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you watch the movie, or just ways for people at a mutual college to contact one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it was.
It was so great.
Yeah?
So great.
So were you
for
right
what?
At the...
ass cutting?
You had
contacting
to have...
contacting college people?
One and the same. You had to have an EDU...
Yes.
Email address
yes.
to get on there. And it was incredible. Just this book of women that you were just so close to.
They were all within like a
all
mile.
All like right there. It was amazing. It was revolutionary at the time.
I like the way you think, education.
And then my mom was looking at my photos.
Like yeah.
2 years later.
Suddenly.
Yeah, once
suddenly
your grandma's on there,
it.
It's like, good Lord. It's ruined.
Here's a good one. It's Tuesday Booze Day. Oh, just know that nobody gives a damn about you, okay? Except for those 7 or 8 people. And keep it to your freaking self. All of you.
Well, that's enough for me, Corby.
I'm going to unfriend you tonight, Corby.
Oh, God, please do.